Good morning. Welcome to Fountain of Life Ministries, Daily Inspirational. This morning, as you consider the morning, this day, you will arise and go about your day, and we just pray that you would consider the power that is in Christ Jesus, and that we have this opportunity today to walk in the light or to hide in the darkness. We'll be facing many temptations, many trials, many decisions. Lord, may the Lord give you strength. May you have freedom in Him. You know, for most of us, we have grown up in a culture that we have learned to manage our funds well, and we have learned to create income, and we have learned if you want something, you buy it. You have to earn it, pay for it. And it comes against us in some ways. Most of us have a hard time with freebies. You don't like to stand in line at a food bank for a free meal. You earn your keep. And today in the scripture, let's look at an idea. Ephesians 2. It says, "And ye hath he quickened," and he's made alive, "who were dead in trespasses and sins. In times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." You know, we have to consider some things in the scripture sometimes and weigh it out and seek for true answers. We pray that today you would cause your steps to be quickened, made alive. The opposite of obedience is disobedience. Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. That means that's what we used to do. We were dead in trespass and sin. But now he has made us alive. Being able to perform those things which we could not, given grace to overcome, empowered by his perfect love, changed from being dead to being made alive. Before, we were in bondage to the lust of our flesh. No way could we hold back long term. Then it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest a man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath foreordained that we shall walk in them. You know, the works and the faith argument usually is missing a very important point. Many times when two people discuss a topic and there's two controversies of thought, they don't typically examine closely or use the verses the other person uses. It is by faith, one will say. Yeah, but you got to have works. You know, both of those usually don't mention the love. You know, your faith without charity is dead. It's what the Bible says. Your works without being made alive in Christ Jesus are dead. It is being alive in Christ, being quickened from the dead, being made free from the trespasses and sin, to where you were the children of disobedience, and now you can obey the truth. Before you were corrupt, you were unable to perform the truth. Even if you acknowledged what was true, you could not act upon it. But God, who is rich in mercy, hath begotten us again by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, made us alive in Christ. Let the glory of the Lord shine in your hearts. Let him smite your carnal nature, and be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And you will be quickened. You will be raised up together and made to sit in a heavenly place with Christ. And you won't be trying to earn your salvation. And you won't be sitting there trying to think your way to heaven. But you'll be active. You'll be in the kingdom. You'll be working. You'll be enjoying the pleasures of the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, glory, let the power of God be in you. It's not of works, or you'd boast, but it's not without works, or you're a lazy servant. Praise the Lord. May you today immerse yourself in his goodness. May you have the power in your hearts, on your lips, in your feet. May you walk with him today. May you praise his name. May you give him honor, glory, and praise unto your mighty King. May God bless your day.